In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. God created man to work. In the garden, idleness did not exist. Lounging around was not a thing. Work filled God's creation. The Lord God put Adam in the garden to work it and to keep it. Adam concerned himself with the needs of God's creation, to cultivate it and allow it to grow. But in that same garden, Adam cultivated evil and was cast out. Yet out of sheer love, grace, and mercy, God planted another garden, this time a vineyard. It is his holy Christian church. And in the middle of this garden stands the tree of life, Christ himself. From his cross a man may eat and so live forever. Apart from him there is no life. As Adam was to cultivate the garden, so we in his church are to work. As Adam would have been translated into heaven, so we are not to remain on this earth forever working, but we will be brought up into the heavenly paradise. When the evening of this world arrives, then follows the wages of labor. And so God goes out in search of workers for his vineyard. No one is able to come to Christ unless the Father draws him. No one can enter the church unless the Spirit gives him faith. No one asks God to enter the vineyard. No one proposes him a contract. No one seeks him out. But God leaves the vineyard. He enters the market. He comes to man. And his powerful word touches the heart of man to move man to follow his call. If God would have remained in heaven, he would be unknown, but he revealed himself through his word. And that word is a gracious invitation to leave the marketplace of the world and to enter into his vineyard. Some he calls when they are young, like John the Baptist. Others, like the thief on the cross, work in his vineyard for only a few hours. But it does not matter when God called you to faith. It does not matter how long you have been a Christian. What matters is that Christ has called you. He has invited you into the vineyard. He gave you work. He gave you meaning. He gave you purpose. Those in the marketplace are unbelievers. From this we learn that all work outside the vineyard is idleness, fruitless, and empty. Remember that the church is not a building, but it is all believers. So the work done in the church is not work done in this space, but it's work that comes from faith. Apart from faith in Christ, all work is aimless and unproductive. It is idleness. So build rockets, fly to space, create virtual reality, clean energy and governmental programs, cure diseases, remain faithful to a spouse, and raise good moral children. All of it is idleness if it does not come from faith, for without faith it is impossible to please God. So a Christian's external work is really no different than the external work of unbelievers. But the heart is different. And that faith-filled heart makes work pleasing to God. So whether at home or here, you remain the Christian church. You never leave this vineyard, for you remain a believer. Now, God could care for his creation without you, but he chooses to take care of his creation through his creation. So look at those around you. They need your good works, your love, your kindness, your products that you create. And as far as the particulars of your work, ask those who are in authority over you. Children, when your father or mother tells you to clean your room, that is a good work pleasing to God. The same goes for an employee or a citizen. Authorities are not the enemy, but they are masks of God to direct you to serve God. Even if God did not command it, we carry our work out faithfully to bring goodness, order, and joy to others. We are here serving others. How much more when God commands it and tells us that not only are we serving others, but it is pleasing in his eyes. In this vineyard of the church, there are two kinds of workers. Those who expect a reward for their work, and those who trust in God's grace. Each is made known by their goals. So your goal is the work itself, not the results, not a thank you, not even the satisfaction of a job well done. You may receive all of these things and God be praised when you do, but they do not drive you to work. Your goal remains the work itself. God has called you to it. So whether you have done much or little, you work at the gracious invitation of God. You are happy to have meaning and purpose, to be in the vineyard with Christ, for you know that all that you do glorifies God. You cannot despise your work as being unimportant, a burden, a chore, or something that is beneath you. But let all your work be carried out with joy and gladness, whether it's cleaning toilets, taking care of the yard, or your job for which you get paid. God has created you for work. And though the age, and though your age may change the type of work that you do, nevertheless, you still have work to do. When we begin to do good, all of a sudden we want recognition. Our old Adam jumps up to seek a reward. As much as we shake our heads over the everyone gets a trophy philosophy, we fall into the same trap. Why else would we be upset that we made dinner and no one said thank you? We worked hard at our job and no one recognized us. Why else would we complain that we are underappreciated? We forget that we serve God and not simply man. Imagine for a moment that there was no heaven or hell. How many would resist evil? How many would serve God simply because he commanded it? Would we? Or would we simply say, what's the point? Those who want the praises of men, those who work for a thank you or for appreciation, will take their pay and they will go. So with a simple-minded heart and with total humility, let us do good to one another. The commandments of God are enough for us. Our work is our goal. Our work is our joy and our purpose. So let us faithfully work while it is day, for night is coming when no one can work. We've been called into the vineyard by grace. We work by grace. We have all things by grace. We've earned nothing. But God freely gives as he chooses. We only do our duty, and we trust that he is good. And he is. Look at the ending of this parable. Those who work to earn something are sent out of the vineyard. Those who complain about not being appreciated are cast out of the Christian church and will not inherit the heavenly paradise. Their actions were indeed beneficial to others, but their hearts lacked faith. Arrogance supplanted faith. Pride took the place of trust. Pay attention to this warning so that you do not become like them. But those who received what they did not deserve remain in the vineyard. They receive what they did not earn and more. They feast with the owner. They drink the fruit of the vine. They celebrate and rejoice in his gracious goodness. Now only Christ deserves that reward. He earned it by his life and his death. Only he deserves to remain in the vineyard, but out of grace he gives you what he earned. Your sins are forgiven. He does not ask you how old you are, how hard you've worked, or how long you've been a Christian. He rejoices that you are here, right now with him. He does not ask you how purely you've believed, nor does he care how long you have been with him. but he is simply happy that you are with him right now. Your past does not matter, for his blood covers your past. And so you receive the payment in full. You receive what he has earned, but more. You are not told to take your pay and leave, but you remain in the church with God. You feast with God. You celebrate and rejoice that he is good. His love endures forever. You are no longer idle, and you are not simply workers, but he elevates you to be his sons, co-owners, co-rulers, co-heirs with Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.